This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Oh, it's big breaking news. The FBI and the DOJ have arrested six individuals that the FBI claims were going to kidnap Michigan Governor Whitmer to try her for treason, and that it was some kind of evil, nefarious criminal plot by a bunch of right-wing militia people. And what did they say in the announcement on this? That, oh, there were FBI informants in the group that made this arrest happen. Well, there you go. Now we know this was actually run by the FBI. You see, the FBI is the number one terrorist organization in America. Nobody plots more terrorist activities and carries out more terrorist schemes in America than the FBI. And this has been admitted by the New York Times and the Kansas City Star, by the way. And I've covered this previously over the last several years in various videos and podcasts and articles. I've linked to those sources. New York Times story about the FBI creating the terror plots, and then they arrest people for taking part in the terror plots. And we now know under Christopher Wray, the FBI is a terrorist organization that bows down to Black Lives Matter, but says that white supremacists are the greatest terror threat in America. And to prove it, they actually set up the terror plots and they recruit militia members for this, exactly this kind of thing, the Governor Whitmer situation in Michigan. So here's how it works. The FBI creates the plot. They dream up some wicked scheme, and they then, you know, they have the blueprints, they have the vehicles, they have the explosives, they have the drones, they have the maps of the bridges they're going to attack, or whatever it is. And then they run around and they recruit people using FBI undercover agents. They recruit people. And of course, where do they go to recruit people? Oh, militia groups, because that's who they want to blame for everything. But sometimes they'll try to recruit famous conservatives or radio hosts. I mean, Alex Jones talks about how they were trying to convince him to carry out some kind of act of violence. One time they approached him in a restaurant, you know, we're trying to recruit him, and he told them to go F themselves. Ah, you're federal agents, get out of here, you know? Now, I've never been approached, to my knowledge, but then again, I don't go join any groups. I'm never hanging out with anybody. I don't even speak publicly anymore. And I certainly don't go to militia meetings, and I don't go to, you know, I mean, I hardly leave the ranch, frankly, because I'm hunkered down and prepared for what's coming. So the FBI really has no opportunity to try to recruit me. And besides, I would spot it in a second anyway. They would say, oh, hey, how about we go kidnap whatever, whoever? And I'd say the same thing that Alex said. You're a bunch of federal agents. You're the terrorists. You're the treasonous actors. I'm going to record this. Get out of here. No thanks. You know, I follow the law, by the way. You know, I call for the rule of law. I'm pro-law enforcement. I support police. I support sheriff's deputies. I support veterans. And frankly, I support the good guys inside the FBI, if there are any left. I'm not sure how many are left. I'm opposed to the traitors inside the FBI, just as I would be opposed to corrupt police, for example. So Christopher Wray is a traitor. James Comey was a traitor. These are black hat operatives. These people are carrying out acts of treason. They framed President Trump. They committed FISA warrant fraud in the FISA court. They did all this knowingly. They altered their 302s. These people are committing major crimes. Robert Mueller is complicit in the entire thing. And just to carry out their false flag operations, they just go out and recruit people. And then at the last minute, they stop them and arrest them and blame them for the crime that the FBI cooked up. There was a story a few years ago about how the FBI was going to blow up the Cleveland Bridge or some bridge in Cleveland. And so they ran around and they recruited a bunch of meth heads to drive a van that the FBI had filled with mock explosives. And of course, it wasn't hard to recruit a bunch of meth heads to jump in a van. You know, here's $50, drive this van 3 blocks and we'll give you another $50, right? And so your average nearly homeless drug addict is going to say, sure. So they jump in the van, you know, and they don't realize that inside the van is all these mock explosives and all these blueprints and then all these like handwritten notes of how they're going to take down the government or whatever, because the FBI put all that stuff there. The FBI comes up with all these plots. And so the people drive the van, and then what do you know? They get stopped and arrested by the FBI and charged with terrorism. And their life is over. They get hauled into court. All this evidence pours out of the van. Oh my gosh, blueprints, you know, structural integrity blueprints and explosives. And, you know, then the FBI will fabricate social media posts for the people that they recruit, you know, create like a trail of terrorist activities. And by the way, remember, this is the same FBI that will bow down and lick the boots of Black Lives Matter, an actual terrorist organization that is attacking law enforcement and blinding federal agents with lasers and carrying out arson and burning police cars and everything. I mean, the FBI has zero interest in stopping anything that Black Lives Matter does. In fact, they will take a knee and bow down and worship Black Lives Matter because the FBI is a left-wing terrorist organization. Let's just make that perfectly clear. That's what the FBI has become. This is why, who was it, Ted Cruz or Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley? I forgot which one said this, but it's time to defund and dismantle the FBI. It's time to just take the whole system down, to defund the CIA, defund the NSA, defund the FBI, tear it all down, and rebuild from scratch using all new people, none of whom live in the Virginia, D.C. area. You know, you got to get real people from across America to come in and do the work for national security without becoming corrupt. Frankly, they need people like me. You know, you want a high-level, high-IQ individual who is extremely good at mathematics to do, you know, signals intelligence decoding and decryption and things like that. You know, they should be recruiting people like me. I'm not saying me in particular because I'm busy and I have no interest in moving to Washington, D.C., but people like me who are real patriots, who love America and who have, you know, no criminal record, who support the rule of law, who are extremely proficient. I mean, you know, I'm a published scientist. I do PhD level work every day in the lab. And they need to recruit real Americans like us to protect this nation and fire all of the treasonous actors who are there right now, the deep state traitors. They should all be arrested and prosecuted for treason. They should all go to prison. Or maybe the high-level ones, if the courts decide, maybe they should be executed for their treason if it's severe enough. You know, execution is one of the penalties of carrying out crimes of treason against the United States. And some of these high-level people have plotted to overthrow this nation, to tear it down, and they have carried out extremely dangerous acts. And by the way, you know, John Brennan is a Muslim. James Comey worships Islam. These people have worked tirelessly to overthrow this nation, and they're on the side of the Muslim terrorists, and they're on the side of Black Lives Matter. They're on the side of Antifa. They are themselves terrorist operatives who have managed to gain power inside the FBI, and there are people like that in the DOJ as well. There are people like that in the State Department, in Homeland Security. They all need to be rooted out, charged with treason, brought down, you know, prosecuted, and replaced. But the big answer to all this, by the way, the really, really big answer is slash the size of government by 90%. And most of these problems go away anyway because the government's too big. It's got too much money coming in, too much revenue, and plus all the money printing that they do. They've got way too much power and control over everybody's lives. And they abuse that power again and again and again. And that will never stop. There's never a day that's going to come when these people will just decide, oh, today we're going to start doing the right thing. Today we're going to stop spying on the American people. Today we're going to follow the law. Today we're going to arrest the left-wing terrorists. No, that day will never come because they crave power and because they are corrupt and because they are working for the enemies of America. They will never do the right thing because it's not who they are. It's not in their hearts. They are bad people. They are evil. When you look at James Comey. Look at Peter Strzok. That dude's got like a demon living inside him. Pure evil. You know, John Brennan, pure evil. Barack Obama, an evil agent of destruction. And his husband, Michael Obama, has been deceiving this nation for how many years? About his gender, claiming to be a woman? Total fabrication, total liar. And, you know, a couple of times Obama slipped up and called him Michael. And a couple of other times Barack Obama also slipped up and talked about his Muslim faith. And then he was corrected by George Stephanopoulos. Oh, you mean your Christian faith? And then Obama's, oh yeah, my Christian faith. Yeah, this is all lies. They're all radical Islamists. They're all into transgenderism. They're all into pedophilia. They're all into child trafficking. They're all into terrorism. They're all treasonous actors. And they all need to be prosecuted, brought down, taken out of power through legal means, and thrown in prison or executed, whatever the courts decide. Either way is okay with me. The world would be better off without these treasonous actors still trying to abuse their power and destroy this great nation. I'm with Trump. I'm with the rule of law. I'm with the Constitution, and I'm with God. And if you are not, if you're not with God, if you're not with the Constitution, then you need to get on the right page here. Reassess who you are and what you're doing, because we need to defend this nation now or we will lose it forever. And we need to defend it against the treasonous actors that are trying to destroy it. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Follow my social media account at Brighteon.social, and you can hear my podcasts and videos at Brighteon.com.